the quantum mechanician now offers only calculations and probabilities, thus seeming to make room again for human free will or divine intervention. Some scientists and writers, like Fritjof Capra, welcome what they see as an opportunity for a reconciliation between the spirit of science and the gentler parts of our nature. I might too, if I thought the opportunity was a real one, but I do not think it is. Quantum mechanics has been overwhelmingly important to physics, but I cannot find any messages for human life in quantum mechanics that are different in any important way from those in Newtonian physics. Because these matters are still controversial, I have persuaded two well-known figures to debate them here. A Dialogue on the Meaning of Quantum Mechanics. Tiny Tim. I think quantum mechanics is just wonderful. I never did like the way that in Newtonian mechanics, if you knew the position and velocity of every particle at any one moment, you could predict everything about the future, with no room for free will and no special role for humans at all. Now, in quantum mechanics, all your predictions are vague and probabilistic, and nothing has a definite state until human beings observe it. I'm sure that some Eastern mystic must have said something like this. Scrooge. Bah. I may have changed my mind about Christmas, but I still know humbug when I hear it. It is true enough that the electron does not have a definite position and momentum at the same time, but this just means that these are not the appropriate quantities to use in describing the electron. What an electron or any collection of particles does have at any time is a wave function. If there is a human observing the particles, then the state of the whole system, including the human, is described by a wave function. The evolution of the wave function is just as deterministic as the orbits of particles in Newtonian mechanics. In fact, it is more deterministic, because the equations that tell us how the wave function develops over time are too simple to allow chaotic solutions. Where's your free will now? Tiny Tim. I'm really surprised that you should reply in such an unscientific way. The wave function has no objective reality, because it cannot be measured. For instance, if we observe that a particle is here, we cannot conclude from this that the wave function before the observation had a vanishing there value. It might have had any here and there values, with the particle just happening to show up as here rather than there when it was observed. If the wave function is not real, then why are you making so much of the fact that it evolved deterministically? All that we ever measure are quantities like positions or momenta or spins, and about these we can predict only probabilities. And until some human intervenes to measure these quantities, we cannot say that the particle has any definite state at all.